Is the music going? Okay, it is. But in my ears, nothing. Okay. Well, at least I got some part of it down now. I'm not using a pitch shifter, but I am using Lighthost today. With the... Now it's not... Click on it, it's like nothing's happening. Typical. Why is it not working? It's so weird. Hey, once work. It wants to work, but it doesn't want to work. Like, why? Yeah, it's in the system tray. It's from there. But I don't want to come out. Like, wait, why? Yeah, I can't get Lighthost to go. Well, anyway, hopefully he's on. I got a noise gate on it. Otherwise, yeah. I think, it's working. Yeah, it's working because when I move my head back, it's not picking up. It's a better noise gate than the one with that. Today with the thing again with my thirsty mouth. So it's better than the one. Well, I don't know. It's better. It's more advanced than the one. The one in a voice meter. Yeah. Why is my host? Damn it. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks. We're listening to Billy F. Gibbon. Tell 2018 album, The Big Bad Blues. Rest in peace. ONJ. Wow. I mean, she was battling all sorts of stuff. Like, had to see. But I think she's happy. That's all it counts. Like, no more pain. You're gonna go. Well done, dude. We're your heroes. We're your friends. Relatives. Eventually, you'll go. Once. Then it just, what are you gonna do? Some people just can't handle it. But from my point of view, live, and have remembrance. That's what it is. And share the stories if you can. I'm gonna do the arm thing today. Oh yeah. No, I'm not. But anyway. I saw like Rick Springfield doing an interview. Like, oh my god, is that guy still alive? Like, whoa. And for his age, he's not. Rick Springfield. He's just Rick. That is it. Like, oh, there's nothing else. But wish my machine would work today. That is so weird. That these things will not work. And I know what the problem is. It's Fubar 2000 as some weird EST thing. And kind of intertwined with everything else. But anyway. Yeah, Wednesday. I'm going to go web. Should I go to web? Nah. I could. I don't need to. You know the news. You know what's going on. The Orange Mon. Wish I could activate the pinch of it. But I can't. Stuck. I'm stuck with this noise gate thing. And it's like I have a reverb, but it's not echoing. This is getting a wide angle. It's spreading out wide and roomy. So you probably sound a little roomy. So yeah, the Orange Mall. The Orange Mall. Not rated by FBI. And I read and looked around. If I can find, take a little deeper, and I found, oh, the person who ordered it is a friend of Jeffrey Epstein. Ew, wonder what's happening over there. Now, when I say stuff like that, when people say, oh, you're conspiracy, don't say the word conspiracy. That's what they teach. This is not conspiracy theory. The fact is already out. So this is a hypothesis. Based on truth, based on what really happened. So it's hypothesis. Then I'm making a suggestion. Nothing to do with conspiracy, because it's only me. I need one other person to come have a conversation and actually do something. It's not that. Yeah, I need physical conversation with somebody. Did you hear? Didn't we need to do this? Like, no. That's conspiracy theory. No, do something about it. I'm just observation. That's it. Oh, God. And people have put it, they don't realize everybody just focused on words, like keywords. Oh, you're this, that, and no, we should just let it all go. Stop the labeling. Who cares? If you care, okay, fine. But who cares? Oh, labels. Oh, you're this, you're that. Who cares? Maybe to use it, it's important. Like, you have to label something because mind just cannot expand past all the. You gotta put a thing in there to categorize in your thing, but then you tell everybody about it at the same time. When a person that does that is a narcissistic, isn't it? Am I going to call you a narcissist? No. You're a troublemaker. Get away from me. Leave. Get out. Move away. Troublemaker. Damn you. I'm just going to look at my text manager. Want to see my host? Oh, see if I end the task. But the microphone is gonna change. I ended. Did it work? Yes, it did. Okay, I'm bringing it back. Bring it back. So I got this old school verb. Right now it's bypass. I can put it back up. just the gate. But the fervor wasn't on, but the gate was. I'm okay with that. I want for no one to sound like. Check. Check. Oh, yeah. Furby. Oh, that's an echo. No. Can't have it. Keep fooling around with it. No. I was doing that earlier. I was doing this. That's funny. Okay. Bypass. There we go. Yeah, that was some nutty stuff. But what does also change the EQ, which I know I should change. So for those of you need an EQ, there is, oh, I don't know, stolen. Okay, never mind. There's a free one. Yeah, there's a free one you can get. Voice meter has it. I have it on low, so less brightness. Okay, yeah. I mean, I like the sound directly from the mic, but when it goes to the process, it does this weird thing. Can't bypass. So there's a EQ, free EQ you can get. It's T. Find it. Yep. Free VST. Where's the VST? Where's my VST stuff? Oh, there you go. It's called the Blue Cat Triple Q BST. It's two versions, 32-bit, 64-bit. Somebody asked me, what does that mean? I'm not going to answer. Don't worry, just install. That is, I know what that means. For those of people who don't know. Well, imagine a highway with 32 lanes, right? They got tons of cars, billion cars. It's going to be slow, a little slow. Then you open up 32 more lanes. On each side, guess what? Traffic will go faster. That's what it is. I mean, it's more than that. That's basically what it is. Did I install it? Should I install it? It's gonna ask me, like, do you want to restart? Try it. I bet it's pretty installed. What? This one. But that's so weird. Why can't I see it? Pitch proof. Maybe it's 32-bit. Dude, I have to replace it. Replace it. What happened? Okay. There you go. And, Lighthost, there's a preference thing. If you left click, you get a preference. Then you get that plugin add on, whatever. But when you right click and quit, you can this thing called delete plugin states. Okay. So it's basic functions like shut down, like the Windows, when you had a Windows, shut down. Sleep, all that. Spirit touch. Yeah, it's not showing up. So. That's okay. I don't need it. Anyway, so what's going on in the world? Oh, the orange man. Orange man thing. Seems like people are repeating again. Maybe, I'm gonna do what's better to say. Let's go back. Recap. It seems like that's what's happening. Everybody's recapping. Get that feeling. It's like, been done, overly done, well done, not getting charred. To put some more new meat on the Barbie. We need some new meat. And there's no new meat. What do? Take all the current meat. Clean it up a little bit. So we're in the cleaning portion of the barbecue. With the internet, everything else. So posts have OG Onion J most iconic style moment. There's that. This is the post. Most exciting one. Use. I didn't read it, it's a title, we'll get a title. Wow, that's exciting. It's a plane crash, and how it looks, or is it? Riverside, California, oh. Something exploded. Did it? Plane explode. Something behind it explode. Then there's a second one. I saw a cowabunga? No. Cowabunga. Ninja Turtle bank robbery. They stole sentry until thief's wife blew it. Oh, that sucks. Like, it doesn't have to be wife. It's just like somebody's involved. We're gonna do this. That we're planning. Whether it's heist, it's regular thing. We're planning to do this. Yeah. One person goes. Spoils it. Oh, did you know what they're going to do? On the other side. Like, oh. Okay, we're ready. This stuff happens. Oh. And the third exciting. I don't know if it's such an exciting thing. It's a sort of video of Nhash's car. Mini. It's past 50 miles per hour. Down the street, like going across the street. Whoa. It was fine, but they found alcohol bottles. So she got out of the thing. Got out of the hair place. Right? Whatever that red hair is. Crazy. Stuff. Then she drank. Then she crashed. The accident, or is it? I don't want to live without you. Boom. Is it that? I don't know. So weird. And accident. Accident is one. Facts, delusion is a whole other thing. cold. And then there's a lot of people say, yeah. Yeah, we got this. And cold, targeted. Uh-oh, what's that mean? Well, I mean, I read the whole thing. Or if it is, it is. It is. It isn't. Who cares? And the other exciting thing is this doctor, plastic surgeon, Alex Earl, make your butt look beautiful. Brazilian. And I saw a picture of it. Oh my god. Then the after, like, whoa. Holy cow. I don't know. Yes, you can. All right. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. That's what he sounds like. No, doesn't sound like that. Oh, no. No, no, no. Weird. And they're rehashing this, the 170 kilometer city. There are other places planning the same thing as this big city. Inclusive, you don't have to have a car. When you live here, you don't need a car. Don't take that choice out of you. You're stuck in the city. Like, I need to get out of the city. Well, first you need to get the shot. Do you have enough money to pay the TSA agents or something? Who knows? All this and gotta go through all this. You know, when you're out there, are you? We're not gonna come and help. Then you do go out there. Happens. You see what happens. Plane goes out. Bunch of fighter jets just boom, pop out. Hey, what are you doing in our territory? Fly down. Land. Would that happen? I don't know. But it's weird. Why do you want inclusive to one spot? Oh, we gotta save the planet. No, there's plenty of places on Earth. Just make sure you keep it nice. There's enough places. Enough. If there's not enough, let's build some caves. We can do that. Why not? You got fiber optics. You can just take fiber optic cables going off outside and just bring it back in. Get the same sunlight. That's what you need. Right? Need water? Need those? Yeah. But we can build it. If you can build this 170 kilometer city, build an underground city and just leave the surface and let it grow. And we need to get into nature, go up, go hunt. Go hunt your bacon. Hunt for your beef burger. But the carbon, carbon. If you live a cape? Why should you wear a carpet on top? It's not going to make any sense. Okay, let's look at it. I thought it was a car, it's not the Mercedes speaker system. It's like a hovercraft, but it's a speaker. How much are they charging? $661. Oh, you can get cheap stuff. You can get the system one third price. Then you can take another third to get a really good headphones. Really good set of headphones. That's it. Mercedes. If you want to make it Mercedes, just hey, let's get some cheap Mercedes. No, logos. Emblems, tag it on. Hey, Mercedes. Fool somebody. Coming to a house. Oh, those are Mercedes. Yeah. Porsche Taycan Turbo. Well, the big deal when the classic Porsche car crashed, I saw a video. Like, ooh. This is the same thing. When get out of the turn, these old cars, even with Porsche, the way how they handle it, cannot floor the gas pedal. Cannot do metal pedal. You got first two gears. Gotta take it. Can't go. Go. Just slowly increase and shift gears. Then the third gear, you can keep it where your foot is. That's all I was taught. The same thing with the Mustangs and Challengers. That's what people said. Don't go to car meets. People want you to go burnout. Say, don't do the burnout. Those cars go all slow. Street Outlaws. There's so many of them. Let's see. You know, so many shows, just repetitions of others. Some that do better job. Like, boring. Like my podcast, it's boring. Because I'm just talking crap, browsing the web and talking crap. Usually this is Wednesday. I have nothing to say. I have nothing. Got zilch. Friday, But Friday might be a late appointment. Well, maybe I'll start early. Try to recap or think of something to say. Today I don't have nothing. I got some Heineken grog coffee. I had 2 cups already. Tastes great. Love Heineken. You know, rum. It's like rum and butterscotch flavor. I love that. You know. And it's nice. It's usually I get it from Rivermoon Coffee. Jeffrey. I can't remember. Just haven't ordered from them. Well, I got their tea and I bought extras. So it's been a while. River Moon Coffee.
I think it's a River Moon Wellness.
There we go. Where's the story? Our journal. Jeffrey's over there. Picture. With Father's Day. What's your wife's name, Jeffrey? Guy's name. Karen name. Oh, no. Man, I forgot. Sorry. I remember. I don't. Twitter. I can find on Twitter. They may think, I don't know if they may think somewhere else, but they were famous on some podcast, which I started. Because I was listening to a whole bunch of them on the Spreaker. Maybe I should do my podcast one day. Let me start. Of course, here's the thing. Every time I start something, do something, other people do it. Like, yeah, congratulations. No, I do it. It's like, who are you? Who are you on the microphone? Who are you? Why are you here? Why are you doing that? Are you like trying to copy me? Where does this come from? But this is true. Well, everything I did when I was young. Even somebody saw me with a guitar. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Like, where are you guys? Where does this come from? But I'm so used to it. Whatever, I'm gonna play my guitar over there. You like it? Hey, good. You don't like it? Walk away. Don't listen. So anyway, yeah, I used to get it from River Moon Coffee, but I can't remember. It's not Christine. No, it's not Christine. Not Justine. Justine. Our name, the owner. Juanita, that was it. Start with the J. Juanita and Jeffrey. From River Moon, I used to get finally their grog and they stopped making their grog, so I had to go somewhere else. And I found sprouts. I have a couple of them. The one I picked, I cannot remember the name. You know what? It tastes good. It really does. It tastes wonderful. Should I put rum in it? Or not? Probably not. One day, when I'm the Highlander on top of a hill somewhere in Northern Europe, or could be Scotland, could be Finland, it could be Sweden, Holland, or maybe that castle from that movie. Or is that movie? Old movie. That castle, the plane. Sound of Music. That was it. Went up there. I might make one of these cups. Put the rum, actual rum in there, or something else. It's a... There I go. Hi-yo! I do that? I don't know. It would be funny, though. Bring a whole bunch of friends. I have to do with the echo thing. Try not to get too loud to get the echo out. Let me see. Okay. Wait. Here we go. On top of a mountain. Do this. Hey, oh. Like, whoa. Oh, the noise gate's killing. It's a good noise gate. Whoa. Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna do that on top of a mountain. Put the gate back. Okay. Yo, when did the noise gate back? Oh well. Yeah, so that I would do that. Go somewhere, top of a mountain, just chant on something. I like hey yo, because I've done that with microphones and in an arena doing sound check for friends and while I was teching. Hey yo. Hear that echo, I'm like, oh, this is nuts. I got big arena. People will laugh. I mean, it can lighten up the mood. Because working people, roadies, rip people, tedious work. You do one show, okay, if you do arena for like one night, it's a pain in the butt. But if you're there for like, you know, a few days, that's not bad. Pull the stuff up, put the speakers up, put the PA system, check where that goes, check all the connections, and check all the power, make sure it's okay. Check the monitors, they're okay. Yep. We're done. No. Pain in the butt, repetitious. Sometimes you need to let it out. do it. Make somebody laugh. You can move on. Where are we now? The music? Oh, Billy Idol. Okay.
Yeah, so a bunch of stuff
happening around the world, around the internet world. I should call that for now. And not everybody's internet. The internet. I'm just calling internet. The internet says 1989 Ferrari F40 competition. It's Italian competition. It's on sale. RM Sotheby's. Wow, 1994 to 2009 competed. So it was, I mean, I can see it. I saw the thing. I was like, wow, the front tire is very low. Front end is very low. Need a roll cage in there. Okay. It's super, super racing. F40. I don't have the money to get one, but I actually drove one of these. It's fun. Just don't do anything stupid when you get one of these cars, supercars, even the cheap supercars. Don't do the stupid thing. For the first gear. I have to say, F40, if it's just a standard F40, it's weird. It's like weird understeer and weird like oversteer. Got the word pedals and how you steer. But it's fast. It's just loud. Obnoxious. Like Ferrari, like re. You know when people re, like everybody re's. Reading. Well, Ferrari re's, but it's like re. Whoa. So when I got to test drive one, the owner like offered me. He was sitting on the side. Put these on. Earplugs. Oh, really? Why? Then I realized. And said, then I think when I stopped, say, now take your earplugs out. Step on the gas. Okay? Step on the gas. Oh. Jeez. Why would people buy these cars? For the chicks, man. For the chicks.
Oh, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it. But I do get it. But I don't get it. I wouldn't. Because for me, I would never spend that kind of money. I have to need a chick. If I want to do that, I'll spend a few grand on the Vespa. Piaggio. Vespa. He's running around. Go out to some chicks.
Oh, that thing is so cute. Can I get it right? Sure.
Yeah, that's how you get chicks. The cheap way. The cheap bastard way. Even though I had billions of dollars, a billionaire, I would do that more than I would say I would get a Ferrari F40 just for the purpose. Like, no. I don't need it. Bentley, maybe? I don't know. Even Bentley. Oh, I'll get it. Remake. Well, not remake. Brand new. This is brand new. Brand new Land Cruiser from South America. Because they're still making those down there. I'll get one of those. Chicks be like, oh, it's too big. Yeah. You guys suck. No.
Kid inside,
say, hey, you want some jalapeno grog? Got some. Take one of those hand pump thing out. Here. It's one for you, it's one for whatever. But I thought for a long time, like, if I do get one of those something offer or something, like, should I find someone who can build like a station where I can, or somewhere I can store an espresso machine? It doesn't have to be big, or coffee machine, like automatic espresso, or just either with the pod or just ground. Or just like old school thing. Press one. And just, you know, go somewhere, go, like I said, these highlands somewhere. Or go do the hey yo thing. Scream out loud. On top of a mountain. And just try the Land Cruiser or something up there. After I go to do the Sound of Music, spin around, say, all right, time for some espresso. Yeah, I thought about that for a long time. Like, that's what I want. I want something like a Jeep, Land Rover, Land Cruiser, whatever. An espresso machine in the back. I can store it in, take it out, and whatever. It'd be stable. Or bump around. That's what I want. I don't need supercars. However, I'm on crate. I did see a sand buggy. Find some sand so I could drive this stuff off road somewhere. Drive around Route 66. That'll suck. With the sandstorms, with the buggy open, no windshield at all. Get sandblast. No. Either. I'm looking at all the cars right now. It's like, desert. Would definitely not take an F40 to a desert. It would kill that thing. The heat would kill it. No. Can't do that. So this is the web. Wow, poor workers. Oh, I got to do that exercise again. Poor workers, 1973, Porsche 911 career RS auction 2. Wow. Because his family's auction. Hopefully, like, I don't know. His friend from Fast and Furious. He has an Instagram account or Twitter, something. Gangster. And for some reason I can't remember. He's not in the first one. Different person. look for other one. Oh, crap. I know he's in the Tokyo Drift. Tokyo Drift. Let me see. Oh. He was in the new Star Wars with her. Like the mini series stuff. What? Why is it there? It's weird. Fast Five? Oh, Song Kang. That's it. Song Kang. Song Gangster. That's the handle. Instagram, which I subscribe to. I like his stuff. He likes Porsche. I think he should buy Paul Walker's. Some D3 Porsche 911 Carrera. That car is nice. Somebody drove me on that. A modified version. Which the company called the roof. Twin turbo. Thing was a crazy fast. It's quiet. All you hear is the wind. And the owner hit a pothole. Oh, that was bad. Oh, you know it sparked. Like, do you have a play down there? Open. Whoops. Yeah, any car with that low, that was so low, best to get a plate underneath, if you can. We'll make the weight. I mean, yeah, we'll add some weight, but we'll save everything else. And it'll actually balance out the car, believe it or not. It'll give extra rigidity. Helps. Tesla. Tesla Model S Plaid. Model S Plaid S Apex. But they're making a supercar? Well, somebody else is making a supercar. Oh, somebody else is making it. Rebuild it. Refix everything. Maybe those guys will fix the cabs. It's not in every car. I know that, but it just, you know, the robot might be missed out on something. I don't know what it is. Years and years ago, that happened. A lot of factories where it was the machine was off by a few millimeters or like 1 millimeter, and so every on production line, like every like fifth car, every like 10th car, something's wrong with the engine, their engine, and it just didn't fit. So they make it fit, bash it in. Yeah. That works. And then the car just was fine for the first week. Then second week, like, need to go see Tony. Damn it. What's wrong with this? But hey. Now they're doing the big machine. Forgot what it's called. I guess they're the machine. They're making parts, pouring, molding, a giant molding machine. huge parts instead of making separate things and pull together. Maybe that will help a lot. I know it will speed up the process, especially with the Cybertruck thing. They gotta start making deliveries because people are gonna jump. Like, I'm gonna sell the stock. He did sell a stock. Was it yesterday or this morning? Experience. What's going on? We don't know. People panic. That's why normal people shouldn't invest. If they are investing, leave it alone. It'll be fine. When the company is not fine, it's not fine. Right now, temporary, somebody in the news is scaring you. Oh my God, this is business operation. Tons of companies do that. Once in a while, I was like, oh, I need some extra cash to do this. I can make some more stuff and sell. Eventually, when we sell all the stuff, it will make it back. Triple amount. So people panic. The financial re people. Re.
Am I gonna sell? Oh my God. What are you doing? Panic sell.
And the panic sell sucks. Not just for them, for us too. Because some of these people, I'm saying, where I met just ordinary. I'm selling. Why? You're losing. Like, you know, when did you get what you bought? Then be like, I'm selling this. Wait, you pay more money. And you go, you bought high, you sell low. Why are you doing buying high, selling low? Like, wait. You gotta wait. What if no, just wait. But you have to plan ahead. Like invest, any investment, you gotta plan ahead. You gotta think about it. People think like day to day. Like, no. Like, you gotta think way ahead. It has to be like a year by year. Like, now, if you wanna do the weekly, monthly, take some of the cash or you have to fund trading and get that bug out of your system and learn, maybe you learn something, then you can apply all that to the long term stuff. Read the news. We investment. Who are these people? What are they doing? Get their company newsletter. Just look at it. And go to the channels people talking about. See what they're doing. Now it's all tech, mostly tech stuff. Find out the programmer, not just the leader. Find out who runs the software, who runs the hardware. What are they doing? What did they do? They left the company. Why did they? Understand what previous company they left. Ooh, sometimes we're like, oh, this is good. I want to invest more. So, and that's the issue. People panic, sell, panic. Don't do that. Be smart about anything, including you have billions of dollars to buy this F40. Don't be a jackass. Yeah, what? How do you drive it? You don't know stick? No. Never drove a car before. What did you get it for? Oh, I don't know. I guess I can try to drive it, plug in my Xbox USB controller. there's a USB port. Plug it in. Yeah, just don't do stupid stuff. Don't. There are people going to do it anyway. If you're going to do it, enjoy. Enjoy the time. It's a learning experience. Oh, yeah. Okay. What else? Hey, I'm talking about rough. There it is. Your watch. On Tag Hour, Denver, RUFX, Ice, no, $7,000. Oh, this is rough. Roof, sorry, it's not rough. Sold out. $7,000. Talk. I have a good friend. Passed away recently. One of my best friends. He had a huge collection of tags. And just send them for the stuff. He gets the catalog from DC Shoes, which is a mutual friend, Ken Block. 43 thing. It's what the catalog, all the shoes he wants. It was fun. I did borrow his watch a lot. Borrow that? Why? I'm going to a club. That's another way, another cheap way thing to get in the club. Borrow somebody else's stuff. Something important. You know, it's worth a lot of money. A lot of diamonds or not. Just wear that. And we're out the door. People are looking at me like, dirty guy. Then just stretch your hands out. And say, oh, come in. It works. Maybe not anymore. But in the old days. Okay, where am I? Oh, like 1 hour. Wow, like 10 minutes past my usual 50 minutes. So I guess I'm going to go have a wonderful Wednesday. I'm not looking at chat, but I'm just looking at it right now. Oh, human. Hi, dude. Five. He gave me a five. High five. Yeah, I'm just gonna bail and drink my coffee. I don't know. Have some spicy peanuts. Have some sprouts. Hatch chili peanuts. Finish this. Forget about lunch. I'll eat nuts and fart the rest of the day. And you guys have a wonderful day. On this Wednesday of August 10th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. Now go out to a mountain somewhere. Just yell whatever you want. Try that one. Just try it. It's fun. Let it out. Then you go have some coffee afterwards. And that's it. I'll be back on Friday, probably early. So that's it. Bye.